salty mill a day, I suppose. Showing these here gumps round the tower. Still, it's got to be done. Someone's got to do it. Good morning.
Ah, what's that? Well, I'll show you round tower, sir. You're from Yorkshire.
By gum, the world's small.
I'm from Yorkshire myself. These here cockneys don't know there's a tower here at all. First of all, sir, we come to the canteen, where you wash the cobwebs off your chest. That's our motto there. Honest soir, qui mal y pense. And in Yorkshire, that means beer is best. Hey, I'll have a pint, sir, and thank you. You'll find it good ale here to sup. Well, as Guy Fawkes said when he got bunged in dungeon and tumbled head first, bottoms up. That big hole outside is the moat, sir. And they do say if ever John Bull sells the tower for a roadhouse with cracks putted up, it'll make a damn fine swimming pool. And now, sir, we come to the armoury. Here's the tin pants of Dick Curdy Lyon. Just imagine the job that his old woman had, putting patches on with soldering iron. Here's the shirt of chain mail Black Prince wore. To starch and iron that were real tricky. It took 3 boiler makers to put on his shirt and a blacksmith to put on his dickie. And this here's the real headsman's block, sir. From this many heads fell with a thud. To keep these stains fresh all these 300 years, we've used buckets and buckets of blood. Here's the axe. That's the genuine axe, sir. That's given Royal Neck some hard wax. True, it's had a new handle and perhaps a new head, but it's a real old original axe. And down here's where princes were murdered. Aye, strangled poor kids in cold blood. And what's worse, down here I tossed Scotchman for shilling. I won, but the shilling was dud. And here's where they tortured the prisoners on that rack when they wouldn't confess. They were crushed till their life's blood ran drip, 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 drip. Feeling faint, sir? Well, here's Sergeant's mess. Hey? Oh, thank you. I will have a pint, sir. But talking's dry work, bet your life. But when I show you ducking stool they had for women, by gum, you'd wish you brought the wife. And why do they call us beef eaters? Is it 'cause we eat beef, sir? Nay, nay. The sergeant eats pork, and the corporal eats bacon, but I eat tripe 3 times a day. And so you shall know we are beef eaters. There's me who has fought in the wars, as to walk round with frills round my neck like ambone, a daft hat and purple plus fours. But here's why they call us beef eaters. King Alfred one night, so they say, fell over the feet of the sentry and shouted, "Oi, keep your beef feet out of the way."